Hi, this is Craig Valentine, host of Early to Rise Radio. Have you ever wanted to become wealthier, healthier, wiser, or just have more time to appreciate the finer things in life? On this show, we reveal what high performers are doing every day to be more successful without sacrificing their personal lives. Early to Rise Radio is sponsored by the Perfect Day Formula. Get your free copy of this game-changing success guide at freeperfectdaybook.com. Now let's get started with today's show. Welcome to the most powerful ETR podcast you have ever heard. This is the most important thing that you can put into your life and your business to make your dreams come true. This is not law of attraction stuff. This is a law of action attraction, but it requires a treasure map that we're going to build on this show today. Hi, this is Craig Valentine, host of Early to Rise Radio. And what I want to do for you today is help you build the vision of your life, a one-year plan, and this thing I call the blackout plan. And when you have this in place, you're going to be able to work less, work fewer hours, take more time off, and at the same time, make more money. Make more money. It is going to be something that it's just going to be a really, really cool experience for you to go through these worksheets and tools that I'm taking you through. So there is some homework from today's show. So you're definitely going to want to be sitting down, taking some notes or listening to this through a couple times, or maybe driving a Tesla. You can probably pull this off driving a Tesla, but not if you're driving a regular car. So sit back and relax, take some notes here. We're going to build your blackout plan and help you achieve your dream destination. Again, this is Craig Valentine, the host of Early to Rise Radio, and this show is brought to you by my brand new book, PerfectWeekFormula.com. Grab your free copy there. This will also help you work less and make more money. Listen, I just want to be very clear about something. I'm not only about working less. I am actually about working less so that you work better and so that you can really dominate all the time. So what we want to do is get into something that I'm teaching at my mastermind, okay? So people are paying me $25,000 to get access to some of the stuff that you get today, okay? So we're not going through everything, obviously, and you're not going to get my personal feedback, but you're going to get some of the frameworks that I've used to achieve my biggest goals in life. Now, let's start out with what you're going to get from this podcast. You're going to get clarity, you're going to get focus, and you're going to get more freedom. You're going to get freedom financially and in your time. Now, I know the power of the vision, and the power of the vision goes like this. When I was first getting my first business coach, I was the personal trainer who had the online business, who was making good money, but I was struggling with anxiety. And I was struggling with the anxiety because I didn't have boundaries and I didn't have structure and I was working a lot. And now I work way less and make more money and I have a greater impact on you thanks to the influence I've built up over the years by having the structure. So I hired my first business coach, and the very first question on the very first call, he asked me something that changed my life. Like truly, literally changed my life, because it set me down a path and on to my greatness, where I've been able to achieve all my hopes and dreams. And this is something that I am going to teach you today. And the question was very simple. He said, Craig, what do you want your business to look like in 5 years from now? And I said to him, I want to have a business like Early to Rise. At the time, again, I was just a personal trainer and had the online business, had a six-figure business, but I wasn't reaching my full potential. I wasn't doing everything that I wanted to do. And when I finally got the treasure map that I needed and was able to put the law of action attraction into place, that's when it all came together. So the law of action attraction is taking the vision part of the law of attraction, where you know what you want and all that sort of things, and actually putting together the step-by-step blueprint to achieving it. So that's the missing link from The Secret, is what I'm teaching you today. And when you have that in place, you can achieve not only your financial rewards, but also your time freedom as well. So when I finally said that to Tom, who was my first coach, he started putting in place a plan to help you, or to help me achieve my big goals and dreams. He said, Craig, listen, I know Early to Rise. That is one of the most successful websites out there. And this is 2006. And he said, hey, listen, you got to become a better writer, a better coach, a better speaker, a better trainer, all of this stuff. And you know what? I went about that path in 2007. I joined Masterminds. I met my buddy, Matt Smith, who became my partner at Early to Rise. I met him in 2008. And I did all of these things. I started my own mastermind and I started coaching people, and I wasn't very good at it, but I started a lot of video too. And I wasn't very good at that, but I got better every day thanks to the virtuous cycle that I've talked about. And then I worked up enough high income skills that I was able to buy the business of my dreams 5 years, 3 months and 17 days after that first call with Tom. Now I was 3 months and 17 days late, so don't hold that against me. But what I want you to understand is that it is all so clear and powerful and possible. Clear, powerful, and possible. Do you understand that? That is so key. But you cannot have that unless you are clear about what to achieve. So in this training, we're going to get alignment on your dream destination, okay? And when you know your dream destination, you can start saying no to a lot of things. Your dream destination is for your life, where you want to live, who you want to be with, what you want your family to look like, how much money you want to have, what cars in the garage, all that sort of stuff. It's going to be amazing. It's going to be amazing when you know it. And listen, if you don't know it right now, that's the purpose of this training, is to get it out of your head. So we build the dream destination. And I like to use this little travel analogy that the dream destination for almost every family in North America and often from around the world is to go to Disneyland or Disney World. Now, to get to Disneyland or Disney World, it's actually very simple. In fact, I just went to Disneyland in California for the first time ever, and it was very simple. I took an Uber to Disneyland. I walked up and I bought a ticket and I got inside my dream destination. And that's really how simple this is for building the vision for our lives. And, you know, my coach, he gave me the blueprint for me to achieve mine. And I want to give you the blueprint for yours. So here's how that works. Here's how that works is if you didn't have that dream destination in place, you would end up going down detours. And if you didn't know how, or you didn't have the roadmap to Disneyland or Disney World, you would take a detour and you would get lost. And we don't want that to happen. And so now what we're going to do is build that dream destination, and then you're going to share it. You're going to share it with positive people, because if I didn't share my vision with positive people like Tom or like Matt Smith, I would not have achieved it. And I will tell you what, if you want to achieve everything in life, you have to share it with the right people, because it's the power of people. If I didn't talk to Matt Smith and say, hey, I still want to own a business like Early Rise, Matt Smith knew the owner. And if he wasn't there at an event with the owner of Early to Rise and have a conversation about Early to Rise and the owner, Mark Ford, say, hey, I'm done with it, Matt wouldn't have known that somebody wanted it. Isn't that crazy? It's all because I shared with him my goal of wanting to own that business when he and I were in an airport in Tucson, Arizona. Matt Smith asked me almost the same question as Tom, is, you know, what do you want from your business? And I told him, I still want something like Early to Rise, Matt. And sure enough, he helped me get there too. So I'm very grateful for it. Now, if you don't have positive people in your life, you're probably getting a little frustrated by what I'm saying right now. And that's why this year needs to be a year of expansion of your network. And I met a lot of people online through email, through forums, through Facebook groups. You don't have to be at every event. You need to be at some events. You need to be out there. You need to be sharing. You need to be doing your own podcasts and videos to attract people into your world. But even an introvert like me can go and connect online. So that's how I was able to do it. Now, when you share it with positive people, you also have to revisit it often. If you are not revisiting your vision and your goals often, then you're going to lose track of them and you might start chasing something else. So if you say we're going to Disneyland and then you don't revisit that plan, and the next thing you know, it's vacation time, but you haven't put any effort into that, you're not going to end up at Disneyland because all the tickets are going to be sold, all the hotels are going to be booked, it's going to be too expensive for the flights. You have to be revisiting it often and making sure you're making moves on it. So that's super, super key. So we're going to build that dream for you. But first, I want to talk about where you might be struggling. In my recent Perfect Life retreat, where I shared the Lost Warrior Syndrome, it resonated and hit so many people in the heart. Now, the Lost Warrior, first of all, we talk about the ultimate success of having clarity, discipline, and structure and strategy. So those are the three circles: clarity, discipline, strategy from the structure. If you have clarity about where you want to go, like Disneyland, or like I want to have a family of four on this street and making $150,000 in a year, great. I can build that map. Now, here's the thing. If you don't have discipline to stick to what I tell you to do, then you're going to be frustrated and you're not going to be able to follow the strategy. Likewise, if you have discipline, and this is where the Lost Warrior comes in. If you have the discipline to like wake up early and work 12 hours a day, but you don't have clarity on exactly what you want or exactly how to get there, then you might be going 12 hours in the wrong direction. And that gives you the wrong strategy. And that's why you find yourself with a lot of work and not enough profits in your business or not enough advancement in your career because you don't have that plan. And we're going to attack that clarity today so that you are no longer a lost warrior. If you feel like you're a lost warrior, I want you to send me a message on Instagram at RealCraigValentine or email me at support@earlytorise.com and we can, you know, direct you to the resources that you need to get the clarity in addition to today's training. So some of the questions I want to ask as we build out our 2020 vision, gotta love that, 2020 vision, this year is made for vision creation. I want to ask you, first of all, we want to reflect on great achievements. What's your number one accomplishment in 2019? Mine personally was doubling our coaching business revenue. So we celebrate something. We always need to celebrate to get in the right mood. Now, next week, we go, what's your number one focus for 2020? And mine is building the mastermind. I really want to build my mastermind program. We're at 35 people right now, and we want to build it to 50 and above. Then our number one goal for 2020, personal and professional, personal relationship, I'm in a good one now. I want to grow it. I want to have great love. And so my personal side of things is all about the relationship. On the professional side, I want to triple the business revenue, even though we doubled it last year. And I know we can. We have an amazing team, our best team ever. Now, number one hire to make is a coaching director to help onboard new clients, to help make sure that we have the best coaches for them, to help build out our coaching program. That's my number one hire to make. Now, I want you to think about a couple things that you have in your career and in your business. And I'm going to ask you, what's your superstar skill? For me, I am great at doing short, compelling sales video on social media. And we need to be able to leverage that. So answer those questions. What was the number one accomplishment you had in 2019? What's your number one focus for 2020? Then what are your number one goals, specific goals for personal and professional side of things? And then what's the number one hire you need to make in your business or in your personal life? If you're, you know, if you're a lawyer making $125,000, maybe you need to hire somebody in your personal life to free up more time, like someone to do the lawn or the meals or all that sort of stuff. And then write down what's your superstar skill, because you need to be spending more time in your superstar skill. Now, in order to take it to the next level, I'm going to help you go through something you've probably never done before. It's called a SWOT analysis. SWOT, strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. But this is something you need to do every 90 days. Did you hear me there? Every 90 days, you need to dive into the strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats analysis. Now, this is for your business. Now, it could be for your career as well, but I prefer that, this is really best for entrepreneurs, and we're going to walk through this. We're going to focus with the strengths and weaknesses on things that you control, the internals. It's going to be such a game changer for you. Now, when you have the strengths, weaknesses, opportunities all figured out, then it makes a whole lot of decisions a whole lot easier and you're able to do the right thing. So I love it. I really, really love this. Every time I've done it, I've gotten so much clarity about what I need to do in my life. And we recently did this for my business and it was huge, absolutely huge, because, you know, when we had that in place there, we had some really open conversations. We did this with my team and my team was able to give me more feedback on the strengths, like what I was missing. And when I was able to hear from them about, oh, listen, we also have this, that, and the other thing, it helped me identify more opportunities for our business. So the strengths, I want you to write this down. It's internal factors, and often comes down to your skills, the people that you have on your team and that you know through your connections. So think about that. Think about that. You have internal factors that you control are your strengths because you can build them up. And you have skills, people, and the connection. So the skills, you can go and create better sales skills. Maybe you have amazing writing skills. Maybe you have great people on your team, or maybe you are great at finding great people. Or maybe you have great connections. So for me, I have a lot of connections. My network is massive. Our skills are great. There are some skills we need to improve, which then leads me into weaknesses. So again, weaknesses are internal. And that is, what are your missing skills? Who are your underperforming people? Where are you underperforming? And where are you lacking connections? So if you think about that, if you think about your skills, first of all, you might be really good at creating content, but you might be weak at selling. Well, I can help you fix that. We have sales courses on that. Whereas you flip it around, you might be good at sales, but you might be bad at lead generation. And that is something we can help you fix as well. I mean, I love lead generation because it's a combination of sales and content. Now, underperforming people, again, this is something that you have to be brutally honest about yourself. Am I underperforming? Where am I underperforming? So you got to be honest with yourself there and get feedback from other people. And then you have to look at the team that you have, the contract workers, the connections, and you have to figure out, where are we underperforming? So that's a brutally honest conversation. And you know, you have to be cognizant of who should be in this conversation if you do it with your team. And then not just to denigrate somebody, but to figure out, okay, if this is an underperforming person, how do we give them the skills or the culture that helps build them up? And then finally, lack of connections. What are you missing? Are you missing people? Are you missing connections, networking? You know, steps to the next step, that sort of stuff. So those are all the strengths and weaknesses that you can go through. And you should come up with at least 7 to 10 for each of those. Now you move into opportunities. Opportunities are external and they aren't fully within your control. So what that means is that the opportunities are often industry trends, new markets that are opening up, or the zeitgeist, the general opinion and energy around things. So if you think about industry trends or new markets, well, you know, CBD and cannabis, those are new markets. You may have a supplement company and you're like, well, this new market of CBD is opening up. Maybe we should be in there. And then that allows you to move to that. The zeitgeist is that people are opening up to that. I, for a long time, rode huge opportunities through industry trends in the fitness world. And then, you know, actually I helped set the trends. And I was able to make a lot of money, even though I wasn't as skilled in some of the areas like selling as I am today. Now, today I'm riding the coaching trend. So an industry trend in coaching is that everybody's open to coaching these days. So I've been selling coaching for over 10 years, but now it's even easier because so many people are more open to it. And that does bring a bit of an external weakness, which is that there's a lot more competition. But however, the industry trend of being open to coaching is like a 10x factor, whereas the competition is still a 1x factor. So I'm definitely riding that. Now, then we move into threats. What are the threats to your business that are external that you don't fully control? Now, there's technology ones. It could be a website hack. It could be people getting into your email. It could be people hacking your Instagram. I have a thread on Instagram that's kind of funny. And maybe you've been seen this, or maybe this person has contacted you, but people are impersonating me on Instagram and selling Bitcoin mining. And it's horrible. I get a message almost every single day from somebody. I don't fully control that. I have complained to Instagram. They've taken one guy down, but as soon as one guy was taken down, another one opened up. And that was really unfortunate. And it's a threat to our business because it's really making a bad name for me. I laugh it off a bit, but it truly is harmful to my business. Then there's regulations and there's revolutions as well. So if you think about the what's going on with climate change and all that stuff right now, there's a movement in Europe called flight shaming. Flight shaming. It's a flight shaming revolution where the CEO of Air France is actually worried about revenues this year because people are taking fewer flights. That's a true worry over there. It's probably not going to hit America this year, but it is a true worry in Europe. And that is an external threat to the business. So you have to think about all of those. Again, 7 to 10 of those things will be massively helpful for you building out your vision. Now, again, I'm going to throw another curveball at you, and we're going to move into something that I call 2020 blackout planning. That's right. 2020 blackout planning is where we're not actually focusing on work. We're focusing on time away. Time away, but a full-on blackout. Full-on blackout in this one. So I want you to imagine something. I want you to imagine a two-week period in 2020 where you go dark. It could be on the beaches of southern France, or on a spiritual journey through Tibet or Bali, or a family gathering in Maine or Montana. Now, don't resist this idea, okay? Just go with the flow and lean into these questions. Set aside your ego, destroy every objection, and build the ultimate blueprint so that you can own your own business, or you can own your business, not the other way around. Right now, the businesses are owning a lot of people. So this deep thinking exercise will change the way you think about work, and as a result, change the way that work serves your life. That's what work should do. Work should serve your life. It's so powerful that way. So think again, pick that date on the calendar. Mine's going to be the second and third weeks of August. I'll be ready for my September mastermind by then. It'll be slow time of the year. And I'm taking those 2 weeks in a full blackout. So write down where you are and who you are with. How is the business running back home? So describe it. Describe it. Who's running it? Who's running the business? Because this business needs to be making money while you are gone. And it needs to be rocking and rolling. So that's why we're not doing this next week. We want to be doing this in a few months from now. That gives us time to build this up. All right. So we're going to dive deep into that now. Deep into that now, and I want you to answer this next question, which is, what's the biggest difference in your business at that time? So let's say the middle of August compared to the middle of August last year. Well, the middle of August last year, even though I was traveling, well, you know what? I was not able to completely enjoy my European vacation or travels where I was doing some work because I was thinking about, I'll make sure that I'm scheduling calls or maybe taking the odd call while I was there. So that's the biggest difference, is that I'll be fully 2 weeks away while the business is running and making money. Now, what did I do to make this dream come true? Well, I'm going to tell my clients in advance. I'm going to delegate so much more work. I'm going to black those days out. I'm going to make sure that I'm planned the week before and the week after so that I'm able to switch directly into blackout mode, that I've got everything done, that there's no loose ends, and I'm going to give myself some buffer days when I come back to weed through all the stuff that I need to have the team meetings. Now, in order to do that, there's things that you have to stop doing. So write those down. What did you stop doing? And what did you start doing? Maybe you started becoming a better leader. Maybe you stopped doing $10 an hour tasks. And in order to do that, listen, you can't just go cold turkey on some things. You need to start some experiments right now. So do you need to stop doing some household chores? Do you need to start taking one day off every month completely, no work, so that you're prepared for 2 weeks off in 6 months? What experiments do you need to begin immediately? What changes do you need to make in your pricing, if appropriate, to support this so that you're gone and making money? What changes must happen in your team? Who needs to grow and elevate and delegate and automate and eliminate? And what changes do you need to make in you? That's really powerful. That's where most of the hard work is going to be. You have to be, if you're a solo entrepreneur or if you're a person who is just a workaholic, you're going to have to make some massive changes. And again, you can't make these overnight. Otherwise, you'd have done this already. So you need to sit there and start planning it out. What are the changes I'm going to make in month one? What are the changes I'm going to elevate to in month two? In month three, what challenges am I going to give? In month four, let's do a trial run where we do like 3 days off. And then work our way up to the 2 weeks. It's powerful stuff. And when combined with all this vision stuff, now we can move into exactly what this year is going to look like for you after we do one more exercise. Sorry. So if we want to be able to get to that point, we need to delegate, automate, and eliminate a lot of the work that you're doing. So let's go to your billionaire time matrix. The billionaire time matrix was built with this premise that everything is a solvable problem, that if you're overworked, this is a solvable problem. So you're going to ask yourself these four questions. Hopefully you've done this before with me, but I highly recommend you doing it every 90 days because it's almost like a time audit or a time enema, which sounds really crazy. But what do you hate doing is the first question. What do you hate doing in your day-to-day life, in your business, in your career? What do you hate doing? Because the things that you hate doing are taking a lot of time from you. They're taking a lot of time from you. They're not just stealing the time that you do it. They're stealing the time that you spend hating it and preparing for it. So I used to hate morning calls. I got rid of them. I opened up a lot of time for me, and now I'm able to really get more done. Next question, what should you stop doing? What should you stop doing? And if you never did it again, it wouldn't matter. And if nobody in your business or your life did it, it wouldn't matter. Like I always see these really beautiful, lovely old folks in Toronto in the Portuguese and Italian communities weeding the sidewalk in front of their house. And listen, if you never weeded your sidewalk ever again, it wouldn't matter. It wouldn't matter. Nobody cares about the weeds in your sidewalk cracks, but they're spending so many hours of their life doing it. For me, I was doing podcasts with 50 people. Now I don't do them. I tell people in advance, you have to have 2,500 listeners per show. Otherwise, I can't do your podcast. I'm sorry. I love you. I want the best for you, but it's not fair to my personal goals and dreams to be doing a podcast that no one's going to hear. And that's the truth. And that's some hard, hard parameters you have to set. Next, what is not your job? What must you delegate? This could be anything from mowing the lawn to running the errands to doing the sales calls. You can find somebody better than you at all of these things. And then finally, what are your distractions? For me, it's Instagram. I was on it just before this. I'll probably be on it after, and I need to set some harder boundaries around it, even though it is what generates so many of the sales in our business. So I'm still working on that. And yes, when I go away, I am taking that full 2 weeks off of Instagram. That's right. 2 full weeks off of Instagram. And I'm not on it at all. Not on it at all. And by I'm going to have to prepare for that. I'm going to have to commit to it. I'm going to have punishment and consequences if anybody catches me on Instagram. I can film videos and highlights of the 2 weeks that I'm away, but I'm not allowed to use it. Now, if we've done those four questions, we still need to figure a few more things out. So if money was no object, how would you go about changing these, fixing these four things? For most of us, it's just a matter of redoing our schedules, of having some conversations. We don't really need to hire expensive people. We might need to hire a little bit and get a little bit of help, but it's nothing crazy. And when you're able to do that, now you're able to free some time up and you'll actually make more money so you can invest more in that. And what will this give you more time to do? That's another question. Well, my goodness, now I'll have more time instead of me wasting time on television or mowing the lawn, I'll have more time to read and spend with my family. Great. And sell and make more money. And finally, because we want to get momentum and motivation, what are the first steps to fixing this right now? Think about the biggest problem on this page or in these set of questions. What's the first step to fixing it? Well, all I need to do is just find somebody in the neighborhood who mows lawns. Maybe ask my neighbor. They get somebody to mow their lawn and get a referral. Or, you know, I'm doing all these sales calls. I need to figure out what's my sales process so I can teach it to somebody. And where can I go find this person? When you have that in place, all of a sudden you're going to free up so much time and you're going to be able to achieve the blackout. You're going to be able to achieve bigger goals, which then moves us into the final thing I want to do on this show, which is build your one-year blueprint. All right, the date is 1 year from today, whenever you're listening to this. And I want you to talk about what you're celebrating. You're having a celebration, a gathering. Where are you gathered? Who are you with? What is the big thing that happened? For me, I'm going to be on my penthouse condo in King Street West, and I'm going to be with my girlfriend, my mom, and my sister, and my dog, and my best friend. And we're going to be celebrating the growth of my business, the tripling of the business. And the biggest improvement in my family or personal relationships, I've been much more open to deep and difficult conversations, to improving myself, to hearing where I can get better. Now, describe how your health has improved. How has your health improved? I'm going to be stronger and leaner, but not spending as much time in the gym. And I'm also going to be doing yoga and getting more peace. I'm going to be doing breath work. And all of these things are going to help me grow as a person. Now, list your three biggest work accomplishments. So think back to what you wanted to achieve and focus on this year from the first sheet that we did. Now, list your three biggest work accomplishments. For me, it's getting 100 mastermind members. We're at 35 now. We're going to get to 100. That's going to be massive growth in the business, almost tripling, probably double our revenue with that because we have so many other coaching programs. We're going to have 1,000 coaching clients in our one-on-one coaching, phone coaching with our team of amazing coaches from around the world. We have coaches in Australia and North America. We'll soon get them elsewhere. And then the third thing that we're going to accomplish is that I'm going to, I'm going to sell 10,000 copies of the Perfect Week formula this year so that we can generate more leads. So those are the three things that we'll have accomplished in the next 12 months. That's why I'm celebrating. Now, I still got a couple more questions to help you design your year. Describe your biggest experience or adventure that you enjoyed in the last year. And for me, it is going to be the two-week blackout. The two-week blackout showing that I am in charge of my life. That is right, that I own this business. The business doesn't own me. And by doing that, it's going to be a huge step forward for everybody. For my family, for my team members who see it, for my coaching clients who see it. That is going to be awesome because it's something I've neglected for a long time. So the two-week blackout is going to be huge. Next, list the biggest connection you made in the last year. And for me, I'm going to go back to someone in Tony Robbins' organization. It's going to be amazing to meet the biggest coaching program in the world, someone who's involved with it, and figure out how I can take what they've done and implement it in my program, which is going to become the greatest small business coaching program in the world. So finally, what was your theme for the year that allowed you to be successful? For me, it's be the man you need to be to achieve your big goals and dreams. I don't need to become the man. I am that man. I just need to be that man all the time with consistency and openness and reliability and not have any self-doubt and increase my self-love. And I know some of this sounds woo-woo, but I truly believe that that's how you build your self-confidence. So I'm like 2020, if you've thought I've done some good stuff before, you're going to see a next level in 2020. And I appreciate you for being here. I appreciate you for going through these exercises. I think they're so powerful and valuable. I've achieved more than one thing exactly according to my vision that I've created in the years past. And I know that I'm going to do that going forward. So make sure you take this stuff seriously. This will change your life. Like Tom Venuto's question changed my life in 2006 on the very first call that I had with my very first coach. Over to you, my friend. If you like this episode, send me a message on Instagram at RealCraigValentine or at support@earlytorise.com through email and let us know what you thought. Then head over to iTunes, give us a review and ranking. Tell us also about your vision, your plans, the people you want to meet, how you're going to do this, and I want to hear about your two-week blackout period. It's going to be amazing. So send us those messages, and when you're ready, when you're like, okay, Craig, I've got these big goals and dreams, I just don't know how to build the treasure map, send me a message about our coaching programs on Instagram at RealCraigValentine or through support at earlytorise.com, and we'll tell you about them. We'll get you on a strategy call and figure out how we can best help you. Maybe it's a book we need to send you to or a free training video, or maybe you need to join my mastermind, but we want you to achieve your big goals and dreams in 2020. Have an amazing day, my friend. Have an amazing year and have an amazing life. And you will when you have 2020 vision on your side. Talk soon.